Good morning. It's time for Daily Chapel at the LCMS International Center in St. Louis. The text is Exodus chapter 16, verses 2 through 21. The Reverend Dr. James Bonnick is preaching. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces.
A reading from Exodus chapter 16. And the whole congregation of the people of Israel grumbled against Moses and Aaron in the wilderness. And the people of Israel said to them, "Would that we had died by the hand of the Lord in the land of Egypt, when we sat by the meat pots and ate bread to the full. For you have brought us out into this wilderness to kill this whole assembly with hunger." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Behold, I am about to rain bread from heaven for you. And the people shall go out and gather a day's portion every day, that I may test them, whether they will walk in my law or not. On the sixth day, when they prepare what they bring in, it will be twice as much as they gather daily." So Moses and Aaron said to the people of Israel, "At evening you shall know that it was the Lord who brought you out of the land of Egypt. And in the morning you shall see the glory of the Lord, because he has heard your grumbling against the Lord. For what are we that you grumble against us?" And Moses said, "When the Lord gives you the evening meat to eat and the morning bread to the fill, because the Lord has heard your grumbling that you grumble against him, what are we? Your grumbling is not against us, but against the Lord." Then Moses said to Aaron, "Say to the whole congregation of the people of Israel, come near before the Lord, for he has heard your grumbling." And as soon as Aaron spoke to the whole congregation of the people of Israel, they looked toward the wilderness, and behold, the glory of the Lord appeared in the cloud. And the Lord said to Moses, "I have heard the grumbling of the people of Israel. Say to them, at twilight you shall eat meat, and in the morning you shall be filled with bread. Then you shall know that I am the Lord your God." In the evening, quail came up and covered the camp, and in the morning dew lay around the camp. And when the dew had gone up, there was on the face of the wilderness a fine flake-like thing, fine as frost on the ground. When the people of Israel saw it, they said to one another, "What is it?" For they did not know what it was. And Moses said to them, "It is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat. This is what the Lord has commanded. Gather of it, each of you, as much as you can eat. You shall each take an omer, according to the number of the persons that each of you has in his tent." And the people of Israel did so. They gathered some more, some less. But when they measured it with an omer, whoever gathered much had nothing left over, and whoever gathered little had no lack. Each of them gathered as much as they could eat. And Moses said to them, "Let no one leave any of it till the morning." But they did not listen to Moses. They left part of it till the morning, and it bred worms and stank. And Moses was angry with them. Morning by morning they gathered it, each as much as they could eat. But when the sun grew hot, it melted. O Lord, have mercy on us. God raining down bread, the Israelites have seen quite an extraordinary event. But it's not the first time God's people experience God's power and gifts. Months earlier, they witnessed the 10 plagues in Egypt, and then they saw the night of the Passover and experienced it. Almost 2 months ago, they literally crossed the Red Sea on dry ground with the water walled up on either side. God delivered Israel out of Egypt, and they were on their way to the Promised Land. Not long ago, even, God turned a pool of bitter water, sweet for them to drink, miracle after miracle. And now it's about 45 days after Egypt and its horse and rider have been thrown into the sea. And now the people of Israel are in the wilderness, heading up toward the Dead Sea, heading up to the Promised Land. What might they be talking about? Might they be marveling over the events, all the events that took place in the last weeks and months? No, they're grumbling. They're grumbling not against Moses and Aaron, their leaders, but against God who brought them up out of Egypt. They've just been redeemed out of Egypt from 430 years of slavery. They've witnessed some of the mightiest acts of God known to man. And they're complaining in a very bad-tempered way. God is going to kill us out here. We had food in Egypt and we ate bread there. We want to go back there. Never mind, they slaved in mud pits and made bricks, and they were still bearing the scars on their back from the taskmaster's whip. Is it true? Did God bring his people, through whom he promised the Messiah, into this wilderness just to kill them, so that they could hunger to death? Israel is to be pitied. Grumbling people throughout the centuries are to be pitied. We are to be pitied. Not because of our suffering or our hunger, but because of our sin and our sinful condition and our failure to trust God even for daily bread. St. Paul writes, "But godliness with contentment is great gain. If we have food and clothing, with these we will be content." But we're not. It may be that we're sympathetic with Israel. We can understand, can't we? I mean, humanly speaking, why they would be grumbling. They're hungry. But they lack trust in God. And their lack of trust in God and their grumbling is sinful. And so is ours. Once again, God provides for his people. He rained down bread from heaven for them. God himself would feed them daily bread. Not only bread, but meat, quail as well. And not just to get them by, but as much as they could eat. The source of this bread would not come from Egypt. It would come from God toward the wilderness. The glory of the Lord appeared. God himself would feed them. Meat would come at night and bread would come in the morning. And when they would look at it, they would say, "What is it?" And Moses said, "It is the bread that the Lord has given you to eat." God continually provides for his people. Whether by the meat pots in Egypt, or manna and quail from heaven, or food enough for 5,000 people with a few loaves and a few fish, or feeding you and me even this very day. We confess God certainly gives daily bread to everyone without our prayers, even to evil people. But we pray in this petition that God would lead us to realize this and to receive our daily bread with thanksgiving. We believe that God gives us everything we need to support the needs of the body, such as food and drink and clothing and shoes and house and home and animals and money and goods and all the more. And though we may still grumble, God grant us contentment, as St. Paul confesses that he is content with little or with much. Well, let's just fast forward a moment. Jesus is the fulfillment of the manna event. Jesus fed the 5,000, you might remember, plus women and children. That night he crossed back over the Sea of Galilee, and the crowd rushed around to meet him in the morning. They wanted to see their bread king and receive from him bread once again. And he said, "You are seeking me because you ate your fill of the loaves. Do not labor for the food that perishes, but for the food that endures for eternal life." And they said to him, "Our fathers ate the manna in the wilderness. He gave them bread to eat from heaven." And Jesus said, "It was not Moses that gave you the bread from heaven, but my Father gives you the true bread from heaven. For the bread of God is he who comes down from heaven and gives life to the world." Game changer. Physical bread is indeed a gift from God to nourish and sustain our bodies to serve him here on earth. But the greater bread is Jesus Christ himself, come to nourish and sustain our souls for eternal life. To them, Jesus didn't look any more special than flakes of bread on the wilderness floor. As a matter of fact, in essence, they looked at him and they said, "What is it?" St. John tells us he came to his own, and his own people did not even receive him. They knew who he was. He was Mary's son. He was Joseph's son. He was dressed in ordinary clothing. He had dusty feet. Fishermen and tax collectors and a would-be zealot was his little band of followers. And he was found in the company of sinners and prostitutes and lepers. And again, we hear grumbling. As John tells us, "So the Jews grumbled about him because he said, 'I am the bread that comes down from heaven.'" And that's exactly who he is. The living bread who comes from heaven to give himself for the life of the world and for your life and mine. We heard Isaiah proclaim it in Advent. "Oh, that you would rend the heavens and come down. Bread, come down from heaven." Or on Christmas Eve when we confessed, when all was still and it was midnight, "Your almighty word, O Lord, descended from the royal throne." This, the bread king, the bread of heaven, comes down in Bethlehem, no less, the house of bread. Daily bread is indeed a gift from God, but Jesus says to Martha, "Martha, Martha, you are anxious and troubled about many things, but one thing is necessary." That one thing necessary is the Word of God, the Logos, the bread of heaven, Jesus Christ, who rained down from heaven for you and me. And he feeds us daily with his word, even as he's doing this very day, feeding our soul with saving faith in him. He rains down bread from heaven as we feed on his body and drink his blood in the sacrament of the altar, where he does indeed forgive our sins and give us life. As we travel through the wilderness of this earthly life, parched with our sins and tempted by the evil one every day, his wounded hands feed us life and salvation. which is ours even now in this wilderness. But so much more realized when we enter the promised land of heaven for all eternity, where we will grumble no more and be satisfied forever.
Thank you for joining us for chapel. Today we pray for the congregations of the Mid-South District and their pastors, together with all schools, teachers, and church workers. We also pray for Andrew and Noelle Schaff, who serve the Lord in Taiwan. The broadcast of chapel is underwritten by LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces. To learn more about LCMS International Mission and Ministry to the Armed Forces, visit kfuo.org/chapel.